Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the deep fried friars area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or box of sunshine. Thanks, work.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what foods not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on the radio KOL.
Welcome to State of the Kingdom with Ashalon. Ash will be here with you for the next 2 hours to answer your game questions. Send questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. Please remember, Ashalon is not a member of the dev team, nor does he have any dev team powers or control over how the game works, or the ability to make changes to the game. All answers given on State of the Kingdom are Ash's own experience or opinions, and may not necessarily reflect the thoughts or intentions of the Asymmetric team. Once again, send your questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you Ashalon.
You know, the whole disclaimer thing had to be put in because people were like, you're an idiot. You should be, like, talking about stuff and crap like that. And I'm like, why not? Because you're, like, a person in power, and you have power and stuff. And so you don't be, like, making crap up if you're not going to really do it. And I'm like, who in the hell told you that I was actually going to do any of this stuff? And what rock did you just crawl under? Alpha Munder, because, I have, none of that. None of those powers. I don't have Wonder Twin powers, either. Because, man, I want to be some hot ice action. Or something. Hi, this is Ashalon. And you're listening to State of the Kingdom, which is, the weekly random talk show of weirdness and discussionary insanity. Last week, people got me on a rant, and it was scary. And this week, who knows? And so you can see what you can kind of provoke me into by sending a blue message or a green message to a teacher's assistant, which is 1005959. That is 1005959. No, and I can't turn into an ice dagger either. Crap. Or an icicle, for that matter. But anyway, I am going to wander off and play various discussionary insanity. And, oh God, no, not an English teacher. See, Geek Girl sent me this t-shirt, and it's like, grammar makes me sick, S-I-C with the brackets around it. And I'm like, you know, that would be funny if I was a grammar teacher. but I'm not. I like the numbers. Spellcheck is my friend. Spellcheck is my friend. So I keep the English teachers around for, hey, what did I screw up in this? Oh, okay. By the way, teach your kids how to use numbers in a paper. That'd be wonderful. Anyway, you can send information and things to Teacher's Assistant 1005959. And I'm going to play three songs, about 15 minutes worth of time to let you guys deluge me with various amounts of questions. And then I'll come back and talk. Yeah. Anyway, this is State of the Kingdom here on the radio, KOL. And so once again, I have thrown someone off with my eclectic taste of music. I love it. See, here's my point on music. I don't really listen to lyrics a lot, even though every so often I will find one, I'm like, oh my god, those words express perfectly what I think or feel. Every so often. I listen along to chord structures, and the chord structure and a lot of Evanescence, and I've seen a lot of different songs, I just love. You don't do music theory, that's fine, but, you know, see, the chords progress well, and they just don't go into the 1-3-5 major. It's when they adjust, and they flow, and they go to inverts, and they go to sevenths, and they do all these things that aren't normal. And if you don't know music theory, it's when you're listening to a song, and in the back of your brain, your back of your brain's going where this song should progress, because you've heard how this is supposed to progress, and then it doesn't. It goes somewhere different. And it goes, whoa, that was neat. And then you go back and you listen to it again, it's like, whoa, it was really neat. And then you kind of understand, it didn't go where it was supposed to go. And that's why I like, you know, a lot of music that I like. Now, that being said, I'm very eclectic. You know, I play the video game stuff. I play the hard metal, the speed metal. I play the heavy metal. I play, you know, 80s guitar, hair rock. I play a lot of European things. But there is still some stuff, you know, that I like on the radio here. And it's mostly what's played on my alternative stations. Even though alternative around here is probably pseudo-mainstream in a lot of the bigger cities. So be it, whatever. Because, you know, semi-rural Arkansas can't handle a lot of things that would be considered alternative. You know, that being said, if the chord structure is good, if the singing is good, if it doesn't sound like crap, if it doesn't sound like someone with a monkey beating on a bass of drums, screaming because someone's like ripping out his nuts, I'm okay with that. I can listen to it. If it sounds like someone's like howling at the moon through the whole song because they're trying to croon, or if they're gangster rapping, or if it's J-pop, or if your name is Beck, I don't listen to it. I just can't. And, you know, kind of just the way I am. I'm very eclectic on my music. Like that song is the internet for porn. Yes, I mean, you just like, yeah. Yeah, so I know I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk. I could be, I should be drunk. But I'm not. Because, yeah. Last couple days, not the best days in the world. Weird, stupid stuff's going on. Read some questions. Oh, yeah, wait, this is my talk show, isn't it? Oh, fuck. I should have questions. I have a secret and nice way to make cash. Work at a job. Good Charlotte, certain songs. Busted, not really heard much. Again, you can send questions to Teacher's Assistant, which is 1005959. And Lord knows what I'll come up with and stuff. Why aren't I drunk? Good question. Because I have a radio show. Climber Andrew says, how should I go about sending during Quimbo while A, not losing anything from the spooky advent calendar? Oh, you can't. It'll stick over through Ascension, so that's fine. B, being able to still get something cool on Quimbo, quote, unquote. If you have the Time Slay, or if you've ever gotten the Time Slay, then you should be just fine in getting something cool for Crimbo. And I would suggest that you, when you're doing, like, if you're doing, like, speed runs, if you know, do like the level 9, level 10. When you're farming for stats, go farm in the Crimbo area and stuff. Also going as a Turtle Tamer, which item from Crimbo would be best for my run. You know, I haven't actually looked at all the teachers don't get paid shit. We do not get paid shit for the crap we put up with from all of the little chitlins. Yeah. Which item from Crimbo would be best for my run? Well, Turtle Tamer, you'd want things that either increase melee damage or combat initiative, or give you like some extra elemental damage to tack on to your melee hits. I mean, that's kind of just like logic. Unless you need like a boost of something else, like a item drop boost or something. I mean, you know, muscle class, go to your strength. Muscle classes, strengths are muscle abilities, and so you pick items that go there. There's a lack of math teachers in the UK. The only ones who can work out just how badly paid teachers are. Yeah, because they're the ones who have left. I mean, look, I have a degree in physics. I could have went into engineering or something like that and gotten paid twice to 2.5 times what I'm getting paid now. But this is fun. I mean, chemical engineers, you can be a starting salary teacher in Arkansas for like $25,000, $30,000. Or you go work for a chemical plant, get paid $55,000 to $65,000, and have like pretty damn good benefits too. I don't know. Teachers get paid radio show prizes. Yeah, that's about it. Yes, physics. 2 + 2 = 5. For large values of 2. Actually, 6 for extremely large values of 2. Lycan asked me, do I think that the new Crimbo gear, the ray gun, pants, and helmet, is better against the 90 sorceress than the furry suit with all the other good stuff? I don't know. I should probably have to go look at them and make a decision about that. Let's see here. Astronaut helmet. No, it's just helmet. No, it's crap. Ooh, excuse me. Let's see here. Let's do pants first. Astro, not pants. Astronaut pants will give you +5 muscle, +5 hit points, magic points, 30. That's not much, because, oh yeah, can't use the ray gun with the wand because the ray gun's ranged and the wand is not. Duh. I missed the obvious item point there. Thank you, Rickett, for pointing out the blatantly obvious. Plus, it's really not even an outfit, which is kind of a pity, because that could be kind of cool. You know, the jetpack... Meh. I mean, no, I'd still go with it. If you really need the furry suit still, then stay with the furry suit. If you don't need the furry suit anymore, you can play with whatever you want. That's when you start getting the, I beat the nutty sorceress naked, wearing just a wand. How useful would the Crimbo components be after Crimbo? Will they be worth anything? People will sell and trade them for, like, selling stuff. But, you know, pretty much the whole thing is, get all your toy parts, make as many toys as you can, and then you can sell those useful items later and then keep the rest for your display case. Alphonse says, Alphonse says, "Well, hello there. I was wondering how many normal ascensions should I play before I should take on a hardcore ascension? Enough normal ascensions such that you understand where everything is in the game, and you understand kind of how to play with it, and then go from there." Again, you can send your questions to Teacher's Assistant 100-5959. 100-5959. Dave Vernon says, "I stuck around after my second Oxycore to play with Crimbo stuff, farm for Crimbo Prestige, etc., but now I'm ready to ascend. I'll be going Disco Bandit this time. I'd be wondering if I should ascend today to have extra drums this coming Muscle Day, wait to build up for the Mist Day, or wait even longer, build up for the Moxie Day. What do you think I should do?" Well, if you're going Disco Bandit, I mean, and you get to the point where you could do your farming times in the Crimbo area, you're going to get good Moxie gains off of those areas, because as your Moxie goes up, so does the stat gains. So, I mean, this is really a fun time for Moxie classes. I mean, I'm listening in, like, you know, Villa, and there's like a level 90-something character going, "Yeah, I'm using all these things," and Villa immediately pops up, "Well, you don't have this, 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 and that on there." It's like, oh, duh. It's like, wow, well, I was getting 6,000 Moxie points per adventure, and I'm just going, "I hate you." And so that not even completely maxed up his Moxie with everything. So, anyway. So don't waste time. Don't waste time. Get in there and go ahead and start it up. Gleam says, "Where are you going with the pike over to Chili's? Because I like flaunting my Plexi. And Plexi is fun. And Plexi right now does perfectly fine for what I need it for." And also because I like to flaunt the Plexi. And the stainless steel suspenders is just because I had them on before I got out of Ronin. You know. Like I said, I'm not always the most efficient at everything. It's just kind of what I'm in the mood to do that time. I mean, yeah, I could go to shills, but right now the Plexi's doing, I mean, plenty enough. Also, because I'm lazy and don't want to get him out of display case. Yes, I have Villa access. Ricket says, "Winter Twin Powers activate, form of an ice toy." What are you forming, Ricket? And no, I'm not telling you what the toy does. Let your mind wander. Master Nice says, "On my Oxycore account, I'm due to fight the Nani Sorceress tomorrow." Damn cow. "And the tower took me over 100 adventures to get past." That should not have taken you that long. Do you know there's like a choice adventure now? Well, I guess maybe you had to go get the wand and stuff. Okay, never mind. "I'm playing as an accordion thief at the moment. Once I kick her nuttiness's rear end, I'll be ascending. I'm not sure what skill to take with me. I have the following hardcore permanent skills: Double Fisted, Sympathy, Leash, Advanced Sauce Crafting, and Mad Looting skills. Probably play a Troll Tamer next to get Empathy, but what accordion thief skill would be recommended? The Monk's Magical is a commonly recommended skill, but would Magical Mojo Muscular Melody counter the muscle class's inherent low MP issues, especially when trying to run Leash and Empathy, or maybe one of the plus items or neat skills? Help. Love me." Good question. With muscle classes early on, okay, now I'm talking early ascension progression, which since you only have five classes or five skills, I would still consider you early. Early on. Okay, so Ricket, they don't have 127,000 skills. Early on, or anybody else, I still recommend boosting your Moxie, and here's why. With a high enough muscle, especially as a turtle tamer, you can hit almost anything you need to hit. especially if you do some boosting items. You know, if you get blood, it's all good. So, really, you shouldn't have to be, until you get near the end of the run, have to be running a lot of magic point based skills, and pretty much what you've pinned down is that, hey, using leash / empathy, which you just said you don't have empathy, but okay, just having leash, basically, is what you're saying here, is your magic point trait. Yeah, pretty much you're right. But I've never ever really had a problem funding just one or two skills on hardcore. You might a little bit the first day, but once you get up into the Novgoblin area and then everything on there, I've always been able to find enough meat. But with that Moxie boost, it's usually just enough, again, early on in your skill sets, to survive not getting clobbered until you get the full LTS energy thing in play. So I still would recommend Madrigal, but Mojo Muscular is a decent discussion point. But what you'll find out is later on, you know, I almost never use that. I'm not even sure when else I did use that was. So there you go. That's my opinion. Pretty sure probably other people have other ones as well. Rev Newlyson asked, how am I liking the Crimbo content up to the point? I love the monster truck. The monster truck freaking pones. And the Cribboard community, or collective, that's pretty funny. But that monster truck, dude. Dude, that's just freaking awesome. Gleeb says, I just finished my Oxy loop, 84 days of hell. Aww, poor Gleebs. I actually enjoyed my Oxy loop because it was calm and relaxing. And you can go back and find the shows when I was doing my Oxy loop, and I was calm and relaxed. I wasn't having to deal with run turns every single day. That being said, coming off run 6, I did a 4-day hardcore run, my fastest by far. What do you think is the preferred lead-in run when trying to do a fast hardcore run? Depends on what you're doing with said run. I mean, logic would dictate that if you pull in 3 airs, you know, from your goodie bag, you know, that you, when you open your envelope, 3 airs, of course, would help. Getting a plexi item would help. I don't know. I don't do fast hardcore runs anymore. I mean, having air would be good, but, you know, I always could see the benefit of having a good stainless steel item that rolled in perfectly and fit. You know, I like having pate when I was doing my teat runs. So I think there's a lot of questions that, you know, there's some iffiness. I think that's a great hardcore channel question. Because, yeah, I'm not really much doing that much anymore and things, so. I will pass that one off to elder people. Bob Saget Bees, what do you think about adding a disgruntled arcade employees to the clan that you can battle for tokens? And what do the tokens do? I guess they, what, go in the Mr. Claw machine? But it broke after 3 times. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see here. Taylor Bowser says, I've reached level 15 as a sorcerer and I'm ready to ascend. Should I go ahead and hardcore perm sauce crafting? Or should I hardcore perm Way of the Sauce and redo my misclass runs to get transcendental noodle crafting from Pasta Mancer and get sauce crafting for my next sorcerer run? if you're going to do anything that is not a booze fairing run or an oxygenarian, and you basically need food and you're in hardcore, highly recommend that you get your basic fundamental abilities to make food, which starting off is pasta mastery and sauce crafting. And that means you can make reagent foods. Now, as time progresses, then you can get time to get the rest of the skills to make high mains or chow mains. Great. But I use reagent foods early on for my hardcore teat runs. And they were respectable. I could do an 8-9 day run fairly easy. Of course, you know that now is slow in modern day times, but early on, with a few skill sets, that was nice to be able to do that. Wexer9 says, which of the new Crimbo items do you like, and which do you think will become useful in speed ascensions? Again, I'm going to feign innocent here. I've not actually really nitpicked, looked at all of the different items, and I wouldn't even have a clue what to tell you would be the good items that would be useful in speed ascensions. I mean, I can go on the same old with, say, you know, things that give you monster levels would be good. Things that increase your stat gains would be good. I don't know if there's any in all these sets of stuff. I've honestly have been stat farming and not paying a bit of attention to item creating, because I'm going to be making a buttload of astronaut pants because it's space, and oh yes, it needs to go in my space display case. So I don't know. Leap says there are none of those. Sorry. Thazor says, what are the three best AT buffs when you can't handle much monster level? Oh, let's see. I usually put on, when I can't handle monster level, is I put on Symphony of Destruction, because that boosted my damage. I would put on Antiphon, because boost my stat gains. And I would put on Tenacity of the Snapper, but of course that's not a song / AT buff. I put on Urkel's, but then again I had LTS Synergy running and I could deal with it. I would have to say missing something blatantly obvious. I should look at my stats and see which thing I'm missing and not discussing because I'm an idiot. I usually put on Fat Loot Lyric, because that was just nice. Or you could put Dimash's Madrigal. Raise your Moxie and hope you could not get his much. Fire. Yeah, fire. That's the other thing I need to go make a bunch of is fire. For Ash has made fire and all is right in the world. I have made fire. Again, you can send your questions to teachersassistants 10059 Oh, yo. Wexer9 asks, what's my favorite new Crimbo zone? Kinda still have to go with the monster truck. It's just pretty cool looking. The Crimborg Collective, that's a pretty neat area. The Skeletal Reindeer, that's one of the better arts in a while. Alphonse, do you think that this year's Crimbo items are better or worse than last year's? Well, noting that we have copies of last year's this year, plus extra stuff, is all good. I like it. I love the fancy yet evil chocolate. It's like, jeez. Oh, yawn. Samus Extreme asks, I want torso awareness as hardcore positive answer. But I don't want to waste an accordion thief hardcore skill, though. What should I do? Oh, hardcore permanent, not positive answer. But I want to waste an AT hardcore skill, though. What should I do? What should you do? Depends. Do you use shirts more? Would you use shirts more? I mean, if you go hardcore, you gotta find a shirt every time to be able to use that skill. Whereas if you have the accordion thief, all you need to do is have an accordion, and you can use that skill. So, depends on your play style. And, there you go. I'm, like, yawning and being just terribly bad. Master Nee says, incidentally, do you think that any of these spooky mentor skills like Snarl the Timberwolf are worth going for? Well, again, if they benefit your playstyle, yeah. They don't. Wait on them. Oh, and what is the Oxyloop order? I know the Mystic tend to follow each other. I think this is going to be like the most asked question on this show, is what is the Oxyloop? So, once again, here we go. Start out as a seal clubber. Go to a turtle tamer. Then, disco bandit accordion thief. Sorcerer. A postomancer. And there you go! That is the Oxyloop. But I really do think that's going to be like the most asked question I have on the show. Beyond how you mine for fish. Again, if you have any questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistants, Assistant 1005959. Robot King says, I'm considering doing YM. What's YM? Oh my, just typoed. I'm considering doing my first hardcore run next Ascension with my main. What is a good stainless steel / plexiglass item to go for? The Shillelagh. Because it's sexy. Wexor9 asks, how do you suggest that I start learning the basic food-drink combos that I need to start doing faster hardcore runs? Practice? More practice? I mean, really, reagent foods are a good place to start off with. Noodles plus sauce, reagent plus knob mushroom / knob sausage / goat cheese / hellion cube. It's a nice, easy way to start. Or look at the wiki. And look at the wikis and figure out what you need to do to do all those. LSK says, what are the three worst accordion thief busts? The ones I don't buy? Wow. You're gonna make me look at these now, aren't you? Of course you are! Of course you are. Again, they're so bad I don't even buy them. So yeah. Oh. Let's see here. Malchus Madrigal is pretty good. Mechanical Clarity. Plus 20% combat initiative. It's okay. Anthem of Absorption. That's pretty cruddy, so that's one of them. I would say probably the Anthem of Absorption, Canticle of Clarity if you have other plus combat initiative abilities or items elsewhere, and I don't know, Psalm of Pointiness? I don't use that one that often. I mean, Ode to Booze is used and then taken right off. I don't even, like, adventure it out. It's just, you know, it's gone. Alright, last question before the break. So, I need to figure out some songs. People keep asking me to play Stairway to Heaven, so I'm gonna play Stairway to Heaven to shut them up. Silver Browser asks, okay, say I pick up Sauce Crafting. Okay, great. What class should I go to next, and what stat sign should I ascend under? If you don't have Postum Mastery, your Postum Answer... go Possum, because you'll get more stats off food. And, there you go. That would be my suggestion. Alright, I'm going to play some music. I'm out of questions. You can send us to Teacher's Assistant, 1005959. This is Ashlon rambling his way through yet another terrible show here on Radio KOL. Alright, I'm back. Yay. And let's go back to the questions. Remember, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, 1005959. Rickett asks how I mine for OxyLoop. Nice. Mr. Nee says, in terms of OxyCore, where do you sit in the Bitten versus Hobo debate? I like Bitten because I'm lazy. Read what you want into it. I like Bitten because I'm lazy. Rickett says, Anthem, which I had said was one of my meh songs. Brawny's Anthem of Absorption says its Anthem is scaling damage reduction. Reduction! It's like minus 3 damage at level 2. Angry face.
Okay. Okay.
I capitulate. But again, I don't use it, so I don't know. Luxor9 says, what are the essential accordion thief skills needed for a standard hardcore run? Early on, I got Moxious Madrigal, Polka of Plenty, Fat Leon's Fat Loot, Jackass's Symphony of Destruction. Later on, I added Area of Annoyance, Ode to Booze for the occasional when I need it shot. Rickett says Anthem's not bad. Shanty's Priority is good for scaling monsters. Sonata's Sneakiness is actually good when you need non-combats. Those work out very nice as well. So, there you go. Zazor says, after I and Lunging Thrust Smack, what is the next skill worth taking from Seal Clubber? The two claws are good. The just Thrust Smack is good. And I'm forgetting something obvious. Because I had it in thought, then it went away. Really something obvious from Seal Clubber. Hold on. Don't tell me. Tongue of the Walrus! Yeah, that's it. Yeah, duh. I'm an idiot. And double-fisted skull smashing. Yeah, those two would be good. Polka's nice if you have the extra spot and you don't need anything else. However, I would not say that it's like a must-have AT buff. It's just nice to have when you need it, whenever. Dave Vernon says, what song should I take from my upcoming Hardcore Oxy Disco Bandit? Obviously not Blender, because, you know, you're not drinking anything. Whatever the sign is, let's see here. Oh, blanking. Can you tell my mind is like other places today? Yeah, because it is. I would say the Wombat probably would be good. Or the Pack Rat. Item drops for extra moxie. Your choice. No, yeah, range the rage, dear. Duh. I'm just not into the show today. I'm sorry, guys. I have other things on mind. Tried yet again to get a Wii today. Failed. Yeah. Filler Browser says, also what class of sign should I use when I'm ready to do my boosted Varian run on to get the tattoo? I did Blender and I did Disco Bandit, but that was me. That makes sense, because you get more adventures and you can make your own drinks. Alphonse says, if you could create one custom item for yourself, what would it be called and what would it do? Well, I've bantered around making my own custom hammock since Jake is never going to make one for me in the game anyway. I've debated around, like, some small little familiar that runs around and after it hits, every so often it craps out a star. But it asks a line, so it's attack every so often. Oop, star. Nice. Each Best Buy had 40 of them today. Well, yeah, the store I went to had 6. Wasn't Best Buy, but, you know, I picked the store that I thought would have them, and, of course, it was not there. So, yeah. Grr. Justice1234 says, how do you set up a good golden meat stack run? Have a lot of plus meat buffs and things, and go to areas that give lots of meat or slash items that you can auto sell for lots of meat. Wexer9 says, when was the last time you rested in your campground? Oh my, had to rest for Crumbo. Have you ever used a beanbag chair? And, in other news, I hate y'all who already have a Wii. Again, you can send questions to teacher's assistant, 1005959. Don't ask me hard questions. I'm just really not in mental thoughts to even really deal with that and stuff. Because, yeah. And after I made some random noises, hate you all. No, I'll get one at some point. You know, I am playing Final Fantasy XII, and if I get Zelda, I'll be distracted from Final Fantasy XII, it'll be bad. Questions to teacher's assistant, 1005959. Again, I hate you all. And you're going to send in questions to me now. So I guess I get to ramble for a while. La di di da, la di di da. I could play various musics, I guess, for a while. That could be fun. But I want to sit at home over the weekend and play with my Wii. all day long. And yes, that was said on purpose for the funny sound bites. Alphonse says, I can't decide. Should I? Item farm for the new Crimpo stuff, since I don't have many of the new astronaut items, or should I meat farm? Well, knowing that you can meat farm whenever you want, and the Crimpo items will be gone sometime soon after Christmas. I don't know. Again, those of you with Wii's, I hate you. So, yeah. Farm for Crimpo crap. Luxor 9, stuffed angry cow, disgust. He's so cute! And I can punch it and not hurt my hands and get out all my aggressions! Solar Browser says, already have pasta mastery. What class and sign should I send under? If you have. If you're just doing, like, first four sets of, like, hardcore skills, my stock answer has always been pasta mastery, sauce crafting, mad looting skills, and amphibian sympathy, so I'll stay there and say this. Importance of learning about I in high school math. Helps with pre-cal and stuff like that. Ha ha ha, you're funny, Gleaves. Weehee, woohoo. I'm already up to level 15. I'll be level 16 tomorrow. The market's going to be flooded because everyone is farming the hell out of it. Yeah, but you know. Oh well. I heard a song that the internet's for porn. Is there any truth for it? Well, maybe at night when the 9-to-5 job is over. Music. Yep. Music. Just because I am not in the mood. What to play? I'll play some Lilac. Why not? Now, follow it up with, some Wicked. Let's do a double shot of Wicked. Because I can't. And then we'll come back and we'll talk some more. I'm sorry, guys. I know y'all looked at my witty banter, but like I said, I have all sorts of crap on my mind that are not game-related at all. And, or, very little questions and stuff today. So, send in questions. Listen to music. Have fun. Listening to Ashlon, State of the Kingdom, on Radio KOL. This is what happens when I get no questions. What part of no clan ads do we not understand in radio chat? I mean, how many people have, like, told you this and you still don't stop? And I just wish I could find a mod to throw some green letters going, no clan ads in radio chat. And I couldn't find one. I failed at finding mods today. Darn. Because they're docking to DJ some man points. I have more man points than you know what to do with, dude. Because, yeah. Jeez. Seriously. Stop with the freaking ads. Especially when people tell you, stop. Come on, keep them up. We'll keep assaulting you. Captain Google says, what's the difference between a geek and a nerd? One is everybody who knows stuff. One is watches way too much Star Trek. Lord Budrow says, I have three people playing on this computer. Only one has been able to successfully receive the time slay. Does it mean the other two won't? No, it should be by count. I might suggest that you clear your cache, just to be safe. Because, no, that should be no problem at all. In fact, no. Because Ashland and Dark Eagle, my hardcore, my softcore characters, you know, Ashland and hardcore right now, but they both had a time slay. It's on the same computer. So, no, it's just the RNG screwage. RNG screwage. Gleebs, be gentle. When do I... No, that's actually the fuzz. That's the buzz of my fan on my computer. You just kind of had to listen to it and deal with it. Because it's always there. Sorry. Oh, man. Di Vernon. Wow. Okay, moving on. Why do I like Oxy-Core Loops, asks Wixer9? Because they're calming. Why is hardcore funny more fun than softcore? Well, no, not everybody says that hardcore is more fun than softcore. I think it's a preference to every single player. Some like to play with all their toys at once. Some like the challenge. It's entirely up to them how they like to play. So, yeah. Huh? Stop it, Clifford. Seriously. I'm mod hunting because I can. Because I can, and I'm in a cranky mood, and I feel like blood. Love it. Love it. There. Glad y'all pay attention. And follow the rules. Otherwise, you get the pretty green letters. Ha! And red letters. Love it. Joe Bob's been a while. Been a mod for a while. Oh. Love it. Don't fuck with the DJ. We have connections, yo. Why have there been so many cash-related bugs recently? Well, see, the more I think about this, I don't think it is a cash-related bug. I think it's just RNG screwage. I mean, yeah. Are the DJs supposed to do something besides laugh demonically? Well, you can't see the evil glare and the sideways glances and the occasional eyebrow raise as I cackle in glee as my evil plans come to fruition. But I'm supposed to be either like answering questions, which I have none, or playing music, which I may just have to. Don't talk back. All right, I'm gonna play a couple songs because I got no questions, and I'm gonna try to corral some people. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Well, I've got this like a 5.5 minute song set up, which means I gotta kill like 3 minutes of stuff. Strong Bad Fan X says, Ashlon, I want to do a Sorcerer Hardcore Ascension for a Stainless Scarf. Okay. I don't have any Hardcore Perm skills except for Snow Cone Summoning. What do you suggest I should do? As in, pass, I could take strategies, etc. Sorcerer. Well, you're going to have access to a lot of spells. And you're going to have access to MMJs. And you're going to have to live and die by those spells. Meaning, you're going to have to fund all of your attack spells. If this is your first hardcore run, and you're going to do Sorcerer first, you know, you got to use those sauce spells, and you've got to use them efficiently, and, you know, that's going to take a little bit of meat to replenish your magic points. So, good luck. But yeah, I mean, pretty much, if this is your first hardcore run, there's really no skills or stuff. I mean, you know, you want to do Miscality, since you don't have Postomancy, food's kind of going to be hard for you to get. I mean, that first hardcore is always really hard. Just goes a Mist Sign. Possum is good. Marmot gives you Clover. Whatever the third one is, will give you Stat Science. I mean, they're all good for your first time through. Possum must be nice since you'll be getting kind of cruddy food anyway. Grash says, what steel clipping skill should I take with me after my first run? Lunging Thrust Mac. And then come back and get out of soap. Wexer9 says, the forums, there have been recently many, many cash-related bugs topics popping up. I don't know. I haven't been in Normal in, like, years. And oh, trust me, yeah. Radio, we're all perverts. We're all very sarcastically mini-modding the channel for stupidity. And we're all pretty cool. I haven't been in Normal since Normal split into Radio, Normal, and Food Court. Wexer9, is there any alternative to hardcore speedruns to using the furry suit against the Nine Sorcerers? Yes, there are plenty of alternatives. And I'm not going into all of them because there are plenty of alternatives based on what skill sets and what you get and what you don't get. So, yeah. That being said, I think I have killed sufficiently enough time. To go ahead and play my last song, and with that I am out of here. This is Ashlon, State of the Kingdom is over. You can catch my an actual radio music show Wednesday 7:00 Central PM, and that'll be my last show for about a week because I'm going away for vacation. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye bye. ADH is up next.